Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, hi Jody. My zip code is 424223.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Michael Barnes, Barnes.
Thank you. I'm locating this account for you.
I've got the order number if you'd like it.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
123-0497.
All right. And the system is searching.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hey there. Will you please verify your shipping address?
Yes, 223 dash 1 West Portage Trail, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, 44223.
Yeah, it looks like I've located it's not correct. That order ID number, did you say 2340397?
No.
Okay, again, please.
123-0497.
Goodness gracious. All right, I was all over the place then. All right, let me search by that number there. All right. I am not locating an account with that
It just happened
order
on
ID.
10 minutes ago. 12 minutes
Okay.
ago now.
All right, and what was the product that you're purchasing or attempting to purchase?
The product name?
Yes, please.
Clearwind Air Purifier.
All right. And what while I locate the account, was there a problem with the
Yes,
purchase?
it says the cost is free. Total shipping is $7.95, and the order receipt says total $37.89.
Okay. So I located an account, but I have a di- and this was for today. I'm sorry. This was for today, but I have a different shipping address. Do you use any other shipping addresses?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so I'll continue to search.
I don't know why if my order number, I've got my order number,
Yeah.
why it doesn't match up.
And it is not. So I'll search in different areas if you'll hang in there one
Okay, you
second.
want to double check that number again?
Okay, let me go back. Now once I start a new search, it clears the last search. So give it to me for the final time.
All right, 123-0497.
That's what I had. Okay. So I'll just search in the other places if you'll hang in there one second. All right, so it may take a minute. This system is
Okay.
searching. Yep. All right, so I'm having to go through different different channels here, but I'm just right off. I didn't locate an account. And have you been charged? Have you seen any charges on your card?
I haven't looked on my card, but okay. if there's a charge for $37.89, and that's what it, your order receipt has that number on it, total $37.89. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'll just be patient with me,
I'll be patient.
Thank you. I'm searching. No luck. Excuse me. No luck so far. I'm gonna continue to search. And so if you don't mind, maybe search to make sure that that charge was successful. It's so far, it's seeming like there's not an account with that order ID number. But I'm not quite finished. I'm about 3/4 finished. I have to go through several different processes. And it'll always be the last place you look, but I haven't come to that point yet. All right, I have two more places to look. Almost finished. All right, so I don't think this is going to, by searching by that order ID number, is not really giving me the results that I'm looking for. So on the card that you were charged from, assuming that you were charged, may I have the first 6 and last 4 of that charge of the card, I'm sorry, of the card. The order ID number is not working.
Yes, you'll have to wait a minute. I'll have to go get it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you want the first what?
I would need the first, let me go back. I would need the first 6 and last 4.
The first 6 are 51, 56, 76. You want to repeat that back?
51, 54, 76.
51, 56, 76.
right. 515676.
Yep. And the last four are 9394.
You're probably thinking this dyslexic. I'm not dyslexic, but my I don't know. My hearing's a little. I guess I got thrown off a little because usually the orders come right up. So, all right, I'm gonna have to go through that same search again. But with this now, if I'm not able to locate an account with the card number, you would need to call your card company and ask them for the merchant's telephone number.
This is the phone number that comes with the order.
I understand.
The one I'm calling right now.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but
if I have to call another number, it'll be to the police.
Okay.
I mean, yes. You know, this is the con. You know, I order something for $7.99 and get billed an extra $30. I'd call the police on that.
All right. So I am searching, and if I'm not able to locate an account with that information, then, you know, I wouldn't have any other suggestion. You would just follow what you need to do on your end. But if you'll give me a chance to at least try.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going back through each one individually again. All right, so I have, there's no way. All right, I thought I had a winner. I'll continue to search. Almost.
Okay.
All right, I'm about halfway finished. And
okay.
Again, thank you for being so patient with me.
Oh, sure. Thank you for pursuing it.
Yes, sir. All right, it's frustrating when I can't locate an account, but definitely if I'm not able to locate an account with this card number, you would have to give a call, reach out. All right, not looking too promising. I have about two more places and then.
Okay.
Nope. All right. No, sir, I was not able to locate an account. I do apologize, but I exhausted all of the searches, and either the charge was not successful. You may need to call your card company and ask them. If the charge went through, if it did, you would need the merchant's telephone number for the charge and ask them to assist.
What's the merchant's phone number?
I wouldn't have the merchant's number because I wasn't able to locate an account, but you can call your bank and ask them for the merchant's telephone number. But in our system, I'm not showing an account.
You don't have a supervisor I can speak with?
Sure, yeah. All right, hang in there 1 second.
Okay. Thanks, Jody. Appreciate your
help.
You're
very welcome. Yes, sir.
I just can't understand when I've got an order number on a copy of my receipt from you that you don't have it in the system.
Correct. I understand.
Doesn't that seem phony?
I don't have any logical explanation other than the charge didn't come from this company. I mean, I'm pretty confident in saying that it didn't come from this company because I wasn't able to locate an account.
On it, it says, contact us, customer service phone, that's the number I called. And it's got email, support@tryshopcrazydiscounts.com.
All right,
that's not you?
I'm looking. Yeah, I do have that as a merchant, but I'm not able to locate that account. Yep, I see the purifier. We'll submit all of the information that you've given me over to the supervisor so that they can locate the account. Like I said, the one account that I did locate that kind of made sense to me, it was purchased today. You said that's not your email, I mean your mailing address. So that would mean, and the order ID number did not match up.
What was the address on that?
All right, so I'll go back to
was
that.
Was it Cuyahoga Falls?
It was the wrong state. I don't remember right off, but it was wrong state. All right, it was Michael Barnes.
Right.
Yeah, this is in Virginia.
I have no idea where it was.
Right. No, I'm saying that's the customer that I located. That was the address. They live in Virginia. All right, so I'll go back. There's nothing else that would kind of stick out to me with those totals. No 39 anything. No, or 37.
37.
Yeah, no 37s. There's... I mean, I'll search, and for the charge to have been placed today, there's nothing. That was the only possible. So I'm going to send this over to my supervisor with all of the information that you've asked for. I mean, provided me with. If you'll hang there 1 second, just waiting
sure.
for a transfer. All right, so I'm going to include all of the information. 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so just a second here. I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music, but I am transferring you over to the next supervisor. And thank you for being so patient. You have a great day.
Okay, thanks for your efforts, Julie.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.